The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for joining me, and welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, on AM 880 and 104.5 FM WRFD. And it is my privilege to welcome once again our listeners in Washington, D.C., and the surrounding areas on WAVA 105.1 FM. Don Crow is away from the microphone in Washington, D.C. And once again, it is my honor, my privilege to guest host as we simulcast in these two great cities. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Would you join me in singing a round of happy birthday? Say what? Yeah, happy birthday. To who? To whom? Lawrence Brooks. Now, I would imagine that most of you are saying, who is Lawrence Brooks? I'm glad you asked. Lawrence Brooks is the oldest known living World War II veteran. Lawrence Brooks today turns 112. Yeah, Lawrence Brooks is 112 years old today. He lives in Louisiana. He has spent his entire life in Louisiana. He was born in Norwood, Louisiana, but has lived in New Orleans, or Nolens, as they say down there, since 1929. After returning from his life in the military, which ended in 1945, he settled down, had five kids with his wife. He now has 13 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren. Story doesn't tell me, but I would assume he's got some great-great-grandchildren as well. Because of COVID, he stayed home, so the party came to him. The National World War II Museum posted yesterday, Lawrence Brooks, a New Orleans native and the oldest known U.S. veteran of World War II, celebrates his 112th birthday at his home. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing recovery efforts in New Orleans following Hurricane Ida, the National World War II Museum arranged a small birthday celebration with cake. A performance from the museum's vocal trio, the Victory Bells, And, of course, a Jeep parade. Yeah, I just thought there's so much bad news, so much division, so much rancor. I thought it'd be cool to begin the hour with a feel-good story. The city of New Orleans issued an official proclamation, and I quote, born September 12th, whoops, his birthday's not today. It was on the 12th. But I just got the story today. All right. Born September 12, 1909, Lawrence Brooks served the U.S. Army in the predominantly African-American 91st Engineer Battalion, which was stationed in New Guinea and then the Philippines during World War II. Governor John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, said, quote, happy 112th birthday to Mr. Lawrence Brooks, America's oldest living World War II veteran and a proud Louisianan. Mr. Brooks, the entire state of Louisiana thanks you for your service, and we all wish you a joyous birthday. Well, I would add to that, I think the entire country wishes Mr. Lawrence Brooks, well, now it's a happy belated birthday, 112 years old. God bless him. And we thank him for his service to our country. Oh, that's good news. And then there's this. Well, no, I'll get to that after the break. I don't have time to get into that story. Let me give you this one, which is, it's good news, bad news. It's sad. Listen to this. Boy Scout sex abuse victim settlements near record $2 billion. A coalition of over 65,000 victims of sexual abuse at the hand of Boy Scout leaders have reached a $1.9 billion settlement. $787 million from the Boy Scouts of America insurer Hartford Financial Services, and this is really sad, a $250 million deal with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, many of you, maybe most of you, know that the Mormons had more Boy Scout troops than any other religious group, and evidently, according to the court documents and the settlement and the admission of the Mormon Church, evidently there were a whole bunch of Mormon scout leaders who abused little boys. One of the attorneys said, this is just the second settlement in what's going to be a series of settlements. We're still not anywhere near finished. There are still large insurance companies that we are negotiating with as we speak. There's the charter organizations that we are negotiating with as we speak. So the final total is not anywhere near done. And then this troubles me. Maybe it doesn't bother you. This is from the attorneys. You would think that the ultimate purpose is to get justice for these kids that were abused for years. That's not the way the attorneys are seeing it. And I quote, we're trying to get as much as we can get. Listen, these kids that were abused, they deserve compensation, and I'm glad. But that's not going to heal the wounds of the abuse. And none of the kids are going to get rich from this, but the attorneys will.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or in Washington, D.C. My telephone number is the same, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am deeply, deeply concerned about what's happening in Washington, D.C. I think we are headed in the wrong direction. And by the way, the majority of Americans believe we are headed in the wrong direction. President Joe Biden's poll numbers are plummeting, and that is not an exaggeration. The overwhelming majority of Americans now disapprove of every part of Joe Biden's job performance. The economy, foreign relations, the handling of the COVID pandemic, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, you name it, and he is underwater in the polls. So I am concerned about what's happening in our government. I am deeply concerned. The support for abortion, the destruction of the family, and on and on and on and on. However, I am far more concerned about what's happening in American churches. Intentional pause, because I wanted you to hear that. I am concerned about what's going on in politics. I'm concerned about what the Biden administration is doing. I'm very concerned about what's happening in America's military right now. It is possible, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's possible that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could be tried for treason. I don't know that that's ever happened before. So I have great concern. I have even greater concern for what's happening in America's churches, because the ultimate solution to our problems, it's not political, it's spiritual. And folks, we've got an enormous spiritual problem in America. That's why I begin my program every single day by stating the real future of America is not dependent upon what's happening in Washington, D.C., but what's happening in the pulpits and the pews of America. And I believe that with every fiber of my being. If we had another national election and every representative in the House of Representatives, every senator and the White House, if we all, conservative Bible-believing Christians, if we all got the candidates that we wanted and Congress was turned upside down, inside out, the Senate was turned upside down, inside out, and we got a wonderful president in the White House, does not guarantee that America's problems are going to be rectified. But if we had a national revival, we would see things change. Which brings me to this story. Headline, ELCA, that's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And may I just state, there is nothing evangelical about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. That is false advertising. Somebody ought to take the ELCA to court and accuse them of false advertising. Their name is Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. There is nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada. There is nothing evangelical about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. They have turned a hard, hard, hard left. They're about as liberal and leftist as you can get. They have denied Scripture and have become completely apostate. And here is proof. ELCA becomes first mainline denomination in U.S. to install trans-identified bishop. Yes, the ELCA has installed the Reverend Megan Rohr. Now, this is a man identifying as a woman. Megan Rohr as the first openly transgender bishop to serve in the liberal mainline Protestant denomination's history. For the next 6 years, the Reverend Rohr, who identifies as both a male and a female and uses the pronouns they and them, will head the California-based ELCA Sierra Pacific Synod. Here is the top spiritual leader for a Lutheran synod who goes by they and them. So someone says, oh, look, they just entered the room. I only see one person. Yeah, right. But you said they. Right. But only one person entered the room. Correct. Well, you said they, and there's only one person. Right. Because I was referring to them. It's one person. I know. Them. What? Yeah, that's the new bishop. Identifies as both male and female, uses the pronouns they and them. In a statement, the Reverend Rohr, who is married and has two children, said that stepping into the new role would not be possible without a diverse community of Lutherans in Northern California and Nevada prayerfully and thoughtfully voting to do a historic thing. Can I add something? It would not be possible unless this group of loony Lutherans completely rejected the authority of Scripture. Couldn't happen unless they did that. Yeah. As someone who also is a devout Lutheran after coming out as gay, Rohr decided to go into ministry. However, the congregation associated with Rohr at the time was not supportive of her effort to go into ministry. Quote, my home congregation originally refused to support me for ministry. Even more extreme than the Lutheran church policy was at the time. Can you imagine how far away you have to depart from the clear teaching of Scripture to exalt as the number one spiritual leader in an entire synod, someone who doesn't know whether they're male or female, identifies as both, and an individual who wants to be referred to as they and them. How rebellious do you have to be against the clear teaching of Scripture? Yeah, well, hey, listen, we got problems in Washington, D.C. We got bigger problems in America's churches, or at least places they call churches. How we need revival.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.